boyfriend, lover.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, little brother would say he had been
smooching.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, he'd say
she's called it off, or she's...
What if he asked her to marry him? He'd say she...
She's engaged.
Or if she didn't want to, he'd say she...
Turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Called it off.
And if she didn't call it off, he'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched up.
Okay. And did you ever hear Jump the Broomstick?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it.
You've heard people say?
Well, they don't use it. It's not used here. I've heard it used in stories. I've read about it. Like hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
Hillbilly stories. But
where'd that expression come from?
Heaven's knows.
And in a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
The best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The bridesmaid? Or the matron of honor?
And a long time ago, people in the community would get married. Other people would come around to their house at night and make a lot of noise, like beat on pans or something. Fire off rifles. They call that a...
After got married? No custom. I mean, there's nothing they do now very much. I don't know what they call it.
Did you ever hear something like that when you were growing up?
No, not particularly.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
A serenade?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly serenade, yeah. Serenade the bride. Serenade the bride and groom.
What's a serenade? What's
it's a song.
Is it necessarily connected with the marriage, or?
No. Yes, you could connect it with the marriage. I would think there's something with a serenade or something that you would serenade the bridegroom, perhaps. Well, it could be before or after the marriage.
Mm-hmm. And how would you use the words up, down, or over, talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him. What, Shreveport?
Over Shreveport.
Why would you say over?
That just seems the proper thing to say. It's just common usage.
What if you're talking about Alexandria? You say?
I'm going over Alexandria. Going to Alexandria.
Or New Orleans?
Going down to New Orleans.
And say there was trouble at a party. Say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole gang.
Anything else you say besides gang?
A whole bunch.
What about push?
Push?
Meaning group?
Uh-uh.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, do you call that a...
Dance?
Any special names for a dance you have at home?
Heard cotillion, we have cotillions here, but that's usually at country club.
Mm-hmm.
Dance at home, not a special name.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
is over, is out.
And after vacation, children would ask when does school
commence, start.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you say she
tardy, playing hooky.
What if you're talking about someone in college?